The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another segment of Magnet Investing, Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we have yet another awesome couple guests lined up for us. We're going to bring on first at 11:15, we're going to bring on our old friend here. We'll bring on David Bernard, the publisher and CEO of the second largest running, longest running financial magazine in the United States, Equity Magazine, for which I'm pleased to be a contributor. We'll also bring on Fagula Favlusi, who is the head of cyber trading, and Fausto's a good friend and one of the leading experts in day trading. So looking forward to bringing Fausto on. In the first segment, like I always like to do, is to just to give my review of what I see going on in the market, and I just wish and hope you take the time to go back to February and March of this year, where I literally could not be more clear. There was a simple global liquidity crisis caused by leverage, caused by hubris on Wall Street, and the fact is there's also a bunch of people that wanted to get elected and wanted to tell us how bad actually everything was, and that this was the worst global crisis, and that just elect us and we will save you from the fire. And guess what? You know, the markets and the economy, consumer sentiment and spending, all are partially to do with reality and all have a lot to do with sentiment. And frankly, if you tell everyone they can't spend and things are going to end, they simply stop spending. The recession was deeper than it should have been. There are normal business cycles. There's no arguing that. But the fact is a sell-off turned into a global margin call due to leverage from the Wall Street guys themselves, who are not such a bad guy. They frankly drank a lot of their own poison and suffered as well. Now, here we are. Let's fast forward to the summer where people are talking about a rally that can't continue, talking about a move of 45% off the bottom, which is they're calling unsustainable. Please remember the Dow Jones is still 50% lower than where it was almost 2 years ago at this point. So you got to be very careful with talking about how big the rally was off the bottom. You also have to look at the fact that even though we started this year, I think somewhere by March 9th or so, the markets were down another 20% for the year. We now sit as of yesterday with the NASDAQ up 27% for the year, the New York Composite up 14% for the year, the S&P 500 up 11% for the year. But more importantly, instead of just looking at the indexes, what you really need to look at, which is what I've been talking to you all along about, is the advanced decline line and the new highs and the new lows. Yesterday we saw a number approaching 150 new highs, all dominated by the medical group, the retail, the software, the leisure group, the telecom. These are the growth sectors, and there was a total of four new lows yesterday. None of them with earnings. None of them a $3 stock, a $3 stock, a biotech, and one real estate deal that actually has no earnings to it whatsoever. Folks, this is a healthy market, but now we get past the market end, the general market. What about the things we call the magnet stocks? Well, let's fast forward here to a very proud week for me. This week itself marks the release date of the Magnet Method of Investing, my latest book, my third book to come out. This book, published by the largest, oldest financial publisher in the United States, John Wiley. The book is a hardcover book. I think personally maybe they priced it a little high. They said it's worth it. Go on to Amazon and get a discounted price. Don't go into your bookstores unless you absolutely have to have it today. But the Magnet Method of Investing has come out in hardcover form. And what we've done, in fact, at that day, we took a snapshot of the highest ranked magnet stocks based on our proprietary magnet stock selection, the value, growth, and momentum, and we published them in the book for your review. Now, on this show, we don't want to be giving you the stock of the day. We'd rather teach you how to fish, okay? And even in the book, these are not necessarily recommendations. But the fact is, it's what the highest ranked stocks at that time were. So I'm looking at a note from one of the best financial, what would you call the financial data, financial trading, financial data services will be coming in next week to spend some time. There are three programs currently open on my computer, all three of them that I use in tandem to create a watch list of the highest ranked magnet stocks and then wait for them to prove themselves by going through a level on enough volume to bring me into the stock to purchase the shares, because we don't only want to say what we think is going to happen. We need to pay attention to what the market is saying. And what I'm saying is this is one of the most interesting times, because first we started to hear about nothing can happen until there's new jobs. And frankly, while that's partially true, the reality is with technology, companies are doing more with less. If you are not special in this specialized economy, I got to admit there's trouble for you. This is not an environment where everybody wins. Either you bring something or you don't. And if you don't, it's a pretty cruel world out there. And this is why we're telling our kids, we're telling everyone that we know, develop a specialized skill, something that you're really, really good at. Because corporations have figured out a way simply to do it with less, to do it cheaper, to outsource, to use consultants rather than employees, all of these things to drive the bottom line. I'm not saying that's the way I'd like it. This is just a different economy where people are not so fast to look out for their neighbors and not so fast to look out for their competition and help each other down the road a little bit. The world has gotten a little bit crueler. That doesn't mean that there's not winners in each environment. So our point of view is that there is something simply called a bell curve. And the fact of life is 90% of everybody, everything measurable, including athletes, accountants, violinists, the size of buildings, there's an average thing that falls into a bell curve. Well, the point is, if that's true, why would we want to invest in average companies? Why wouldn't we do everything we could do to determine what makes a great company, which has frankly been the study of the magnet stock selection process for the last 25 years. And what we've determined, by the way, it's not those management teams that can cut costs the fastest, work their employees into submission the best, cheat and steal and lie the best. It's actually those companies that figure out how to motivate employees to create relationships and collaborations so that they could actually develop new products and market those new products in new geographic areas and actually develop cash flow, margin acceleration, revenue acceleration. The only tough news here is these companies aren't always household names when they make the most money for their shareholders. They actually are often at that time just coming out of the gate. People say, well, no, I'd rather invest in, you know, a company my grandmother invested in than find some new company I have never heard of before, which is frankly why investing is so difficult. So we want to invest in what we call magnet stocks. We want to own them as long as we possibly can, as long as they continue to bust out on the revenue, the margins, the cash flow. They don't get overvalued. And then when they do, we simply replace them with the next set of companies. And that's what's called the magnet method. This is what we highlight in the new book, The Magnet Method of Investing. Tomorrow I will be on Fox TV in the morning. Tomorrow afternoon I'll be on CNBC for Closing Bell again. And we've been as consistent as we can possibly be that we're not talking about saving jobs in America. When you look to save and protect jobs and save and protect companies that are faltering, you are on a slippery slope. What we're talking about instead is creating maybe some financial incentives, some tax breaks, but the point is 40% of all Americans currently work in jobs in industries that didn't exist 30 years ago. So it's about new job creation. It's about the new entities. And frankly, if Ford and General Motors and AIG and Citibank can make a dramatic recovery, we are all for it. And when they begin to show top-line revenue growth again and margin acceleration again, we will rejoice and we will invest in them. But in the meantime, what we're seeing is, as always, in every new bull market since they've been following the market, the leadership comes from the small and mid-cap first. And these names, the names that frankly double the first, often double again the next time. So we're having our eyes on what we call market leadership, not the companies that are simply rebounding the highest from a big fall, but talking about companies that are leaders in this new economy and in this new world. And as we go to commercial break, some things do continue to work over time. We're going to bring on David Bernard, Equities Magazine CEO and publisher, and frankly the second longest running financial magazine in the nation. If you don't have a subscription, David may be offering a complimentary subscription for you to start with. I've been writing a column in there every month. I am thrilled by the high quality of the magazine. We'll be happy to bring David on after this quick commercial break. Folks, you are listening to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel on Voice America Business. We'll be right back following this quick commercial break.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Yeah. I'm Soma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times, I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it's a pleasure to bring on a friend and a professional in the industry, the second longest running financial magazine in the United States, publisher and CEO of Equities Magazine, David Bernard. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Jordan. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it's really a pleasure, David. Let me say this, you know, the markets have gotten so, what I'll call, confusing and confused. I think that one of the most important things we could do in the industry is not give a man to fish, but teach a man to fish. I think your magazine has done just an exceptional job aligning several authors, several contributors, and really a voice into both the small mid-cap world. And again, not so much giving the man what to do, but teaching him what to do, helping the investors. Tell us really the focus of the magazine and you know, really what you've been doing for several years building this magazine.
Well, I will. Thank you. Thank you. That's a great lead-in, Jordan. As your listeners are probably not aware of, Equities Magazine was founded in 1951, and I think you're very accurate. It is the second longest-running financial publication in the United States. Today, we're in 80 countries around the world with hundreds of thousands of subscribers. The magazine had a rebirth in 2005, and our biggest grouping of subscribers today are self-directed investors. You know, and as you know, most Americans today are managing their own portfolios. The day of the traditional stockbroker really is come and gone in many senses. So Equities Magazine is more important, more relevant today than really it's ever been in its entire history. Self-directed investors need news. They need information. They need education. You mentioned education. We focus on education. Thanks to contributors like your next guest, as a matter of fact, and his firm, Cyber Trading University, which is one of the many firms that contribute to Equities Magazine in teaching our readers how to be better investors, how to be better traders, how to be active traders if that's what they desire to do. It's all about education today. It could be something as simple as trying to understand how to read a balance sheet or as complicated as to doing multiple in and out trades, you know, buying short and buying long and trading 20 times a day. So there's you know, a world of investors out there, and our latest estimates tell us that there are well over 40 million Americans alone managing their own portfolios online today. And that's through all the major firms out there like Ameritrade and Schwab and E-Trade and Scottrade and so on. So we feel that our time is now and we're more relevant today than we've been in our 58-year history. Yeah.
Right, and I think I agree with that. Let me share with you, you know, one of the things that I've loved about the magazine is twofold, one of which is a focus on some of the up-and-coming small companies, which frankly need some exposure to raise some capital. It's really what the whole industry was founded on. But secondly, rather than having people with axes to grind, you have a wonderful assortment of contributors, all successful in their field. Maybe you want to talk about a couple of the contributors, maybe even some of the success stories that have appeared in your magazine over the last several years.
You know, I'd love to do that. Matter of fact, I love to brag about the magazine's history in exposing, and I use that word specifically, exposing startup companies, newly public companies, and so on. In Equities Magazine's 58-year history, you know, we wrote about a small hardware chain that was on the bulletin board at $5 a share. When the company was less than 6 months old, I believe. Actually, I think it was around 4 months old at the time when we wrote about it, and that company was Home Depot. We wrote about Walmart when it traded on the bulletin board at $4 a share.
Amazing.
So in our 58 years, we've been fortunate enough to write about newly formed public companies or startup companies that in many cases have gone on to be leaders in their industries, and gone on to the New York Stock Exchange and become, you know, the largest big cap companies in America. You know, other companies that might not be as familiar, a company called Prepaid Legal. We wrote about Prepaid Legal when it was on the bulletin board at $2 a share. I haven't followed it. I don't know where it is today.
It's in the 40s. I know that.
Exchange. I know it had a high about 2 years ago of $42.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our goal. That's what we try to do. Equities Magazine will never make a recommendation to a reader. That's not our job. Our job is to interview the sources, is to write about the businesses, and let the readers make their own analysis and make up their own mind. We're constantly in the field looking for these companies and exposing them in the pages of the magazine. You know, some more recent companies that we covered. I always like mentioning this one because I think it's a very relevant business. A company called U.S. Geothermal. When we started writing about them 3 years ago, they were $1 a share. They've gone on to the American Stock Exchange. They had a high of, I believe, around $4 or $5. Granted, they've gotten whacked like so many companies have in this recent market, but I still think they're on the upswing now, and I think they're around $1.50 to $1.70 right now. A wonderful geothermal power company. And the other thing that we are focusing on these days is we're watching the administration very closely, and we're looking at sectors and industries that the administration constantly talks about. And, of course, that's green energy, solar power, thermal power, and so on. Also looking at the health industry, service companies. We're looking at these sectors very, very closely. We're sourcing out all the new and startup companies, and we're trying to find the best ones to write about and to interview and to put in the magazine.
Let me say this, if I can, David. What I want to do is, I know one of the things that stands out for me has been two things. One is your personal generosity. The others are actually the wonderful conferences you run, both in New York and I know around the country. But what I mean by generosity is, rather than selling subscriptions on the fly, Yeah, I know you offer complimentary subscriptions for people to get started with. Maybe if you'd like to share, if our listeners could get a complimentary subscription, see the quality of the magazine, the quality of the articles, that's a big step forward in them becoming regular subscribers. So if there's a way to contact the either magazine, get a complimentary subscription through the internet, give them the information on that.
Let me do that right now. And yes, Jordan, by all means, we would be happy to offer all your listeners a free one-year subscription. There are no obligations. They don't have to renew if they don't wish to. They will be sent a card after 1 year asking them if they'd like to renew, but they do not have to respond to it. It's equitiesmagazine.com/Voice America. Again, equitiesmagazine.com/Voice America. And everyone who goes to there and signs up will get a free one-year subscription. Be very, very happy to do that, and proud that we can do this on your show and offer this. You know, one of the things you mentioned in your introduction to the magazine was you talked about a lot of our writers, and you mentioned that we have world-class financial writers in our magazine. You know, of course, Jordan, you've been a supporter and a contributor to the magazine for a number of years now, and also a guest speaker at our live conferences in New York a number of times. Very well received, I must say. But, you know, we have a lot of contemporaries that contribute to the magazine. I know people that you're very familiar with, but people like John Malden. John Malden is one of the most well-known hedge fund, I'll call him an editor. He's an expert on the hedge fund industry and investing. He consistently gives testimony in front of Congress about the state of investing in America. Of course, Tobin Smith, one of your contemporaries at Fox News, is a contributor to the magazine. On a fairly regular basis, John and Pete Najarian from CNBC's Fast Money are consistent contributors to the magazine. And your next guest, I'm very proud to say that Fausto Pellegrini from Cyber Trading University. It's all about education today, and Fausto is one of our lead educators in the magazine. We devote a good portion of the magazine to education and trading strategies, which if you don't take advantage of that stuff today, there's so much great stuff available at no charge online. I would highly, highly recommend. I take an online class at least every month. I take a new online class, and I've been doing it for a couple of years.
Fantastic. Well, David, like you said, it's all about education. It's all about going forward and what's going on that's new, not only having the history and being lost in the past, but what's new. And I think your magazine is really in the forefront. I thank you so much for your time, your generosity to share a complimentary subscription to the listeners. And, David, stay well. I look forward to seeing you soon and continue great success with a great magazine.
Gordon, thank you again, and have a wonderful day.
Fantastic. Folks, you are listening to Voice America Business. It's Magnet Investing here in downtown Wall Street, New York City. We'll be right back after a quick break. We will bring on the president and founder of the nation's one of the most renowned day trading corporations and education platform, Cyber Trading. We're going to bring on a good friend, Fausto Pellegrini, and stick with us. We'll be right back following this quick break.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. We've always talked about empowering the individual here. Who best to bring on than the president and founder of one of the nation's largest, most respected day trading, the Cyber Trading University, Fausto Puglisi. Fausto, thank you so much for joining us again.
Jordan, thank you again for having me.
All right, well, Fausto, let's just say, you know, I've always been about trying to, instead of give the man a fish for the day, teach a man to fish. The Cyber Trading University, I want to get allow you to first get into a couple minutes of your own history, because I know that while a lot of people are talking about day trading and learning it, you're one of actually the early pioneers. Why don't you get into a little bit of history and where Cyber Trading University is up to these days?
Well, I mean, I started the company back in 1995. I was one of, like you said, I was one of the first ones that pioneered trading in general, and you know, kind of fell into education because I was a, you know, quite, I was a pretty good trader myself, and just people want to learn how to do it and capitalize on it, and that's how I started Cyber Trading University, which is probably one of the largest online universities in the world, teaching people how to trade these markets. And you know, Jordan, I mean, you've seen it, and we've been friends for a long time, but this market, obviously, we watched it getting crushed for the years. And we talked about it, when the best time to start buying and trading is when you have the worst of the worst news out there and it doesn't look like it's going down anymore, that's when it's time to buy, and that's what was happening.
Right, well, let's talk about that specifically, because again, if you read the newspapers, you get paralyzed, the world's coming to an end, blah, 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 but I think you help teach investors to not have predisposed expectations, but to let the market tell you what to do using certain indicators, using certain technology that you have at your fingertips. Why don't you talk about that side for a while?
Well, exactly. You know, like for example, I just told you, Jordan, before and before the show, I just came back from Toronto. I did a little bit of a road show, doing a speaking and doing some seminars up there. And you know, one of the things a lot of people are neglecting that they're not using is, first of all, that you're trying to trade with these online brokers, and to be a professional trader, you only that's that you have to be professional just to have a your own car and not deal with public transportation. You have to have a direct access system. You have to have level 2 quotes. You need to know who the buyers are. You need to know who the sellers are. You need to see where how many shares will be bought and sold. And you know, like for example, I just got pitched this morning from some stockbroker trying to tell me, you know, to buy some stock, and I was asking him who was the dominating market maker. He didn't even know what a market maker was. He didn't know who's what I was talking about. And to be very successful and to capitalize on this market, knowing that you hit the bottom, knowing that you're not, you have to have a you have to have the right tools, you have to have the right education, you need to learn before you could earn. And in these market conditions, what's going on, I mean, you can make a lot of money in this market just by knowing just enough to understand why it's going up and why it's going down. And that's why I have a passion to teach. And that's why I know you have me on my show, and I write for Equities Magazine and, you know, on NASDAQ and so on. For the purpose of is the biggest failure rate I've seen to people is that they're trying to trade this market and they have absolutely zero education whatsoever. They don't know how to read these level two quotes. They don't have the right tools. They don't have someone to show them. And trading, you know, Andrew, it's not that hard, Jordan. I mean, you know that we're going out there and buying and selling these stocks. It's just having someone to teach you what to do and what not to do.
Right. Well, let's stay on that note for a minute, because a lot of people, again, might be intimidated. They're not smart enough. They don't know enough. You started mentioning you don't have to be a genius, but I want you to couple two things together. One, that you actually – it's not easy enough that anyone without education can do it, you know, not formal education, but education in the trading side. But the second part is we've actually had Michael Covell on the phone, the traders, the turtle traders, talking about not letting your ego get in the way, but being disciplined. Maybe you couple those things together for us.
Well, I mean, obviously, ego is one of the biggest failure rates. You know, people think they have a little money out there, and they think they could dabble in it. They could take matters in their own hands. One of my hardest things to teach a student, obviously, is patience and discipline. Those are the two hardest things that I cannot teach. That's something that you learn with experience. I mean, obviously, Jordan, just like, you know, I am, you're married, you know, trading is like getting married. I mean, it's great, but you also run through very tough times. You need to know how to deal with them. You got to be patient. You have to work things out. Stocks exactly the same. And you're going to love them. It's a great job. You are your own boss, but you need to know how to be patient. You need to know how to, you know, because remember, stock market's not going out of business. So we want to, so be patient what's going on at the market. Learn how to trade this market and, you know, have what you need to be taught how to do it, and then believe me, you could do. This is like one of the best jobs in the world. You could do it on your own. You just need to have the proper education to do it.
Right. So let's talk about proper education for a minute. I know you run online seminars. You're asked to speak at conferences all over. Why don't, before they play some music and get in our ear here, why don't you tell them how they could contact your firm, maybe try either, depending on what level they're on, a beginner's course, intermediate. I know you're treating expert, you know, teaching expert courses too. So if they want to learn more about you and haven't found you yet, where do they find you and how do they get started?
Jordan, thanks. And you know what? If everyone out there listening, the best investment you can make right now before you do your next trade, take one of my free classes. I'm doing one next week. It's 2 days. It's free. One thing that I do that most schools that will never do is I will trade live in the market. I'll show you how to play this game, because that's what trading is. Just visit our website, cybertradinguniversity.com or ctucorp.com. You can call us up, 877-70-CYBER. We'll get you registered. It's a 2-day course live with me. I'll teach you everything about finding stocks. I'll show you how to read the charts. I'll show you how to find the market makers. It's the best investment you can make. At least let somebody show you what's going on and how to trade it. And by taking that seminar for free, believe me, the worst thing that could happen is that you learn something. That's the worst thing.
I think that's fantastic. Again, I think it all matter of getting started. Now, I also know that one of the things you've done, and maybe it's part of your course, you've put together, you know, significant collection of materials that, you know, once they're done with the course, they have something in their hands to continue to learn from.
Exactly, Jordan. What I do is I've been teaching for so many years. I couldn't be in everyone's backyard. I've done it, but it's just, it's a lot of work for me, and I found a niche how to do webinars. We basically pioneered the webinar industry 9 years ago, before even GE was doing it, and I've been doing it ever since. We teach 1,000 students a month, and you know, you get material, you get handouts. One thing we love about it is the courses are archived. You can go back and review them. You can take the classes as many times you want for free. And even the free class, you can come and take it back, and I'll teach it. And one thing I've learned, Jordan, people have told me, they've learned more in my free class than they've taken some paid classes. So, you know, if you really want to learn how to trade and you're in bad positions and you're not making money in this market, even if you are making money, just learn something from a professional trader. See me trade live in the market, and you'll see what's going on. And the class starts next week, I think on Wednesday.
Okay, well, listen, on that note, remember, you know, Tiger Woods has his own swing coach, and all the professionals out there have their own coaches, even for a tune-up, you know, maybe hear something you haven't heard for a while. And Fausto, you know, on this show, we bring on experts from all walks. We only want to bring on the best of the best. That's why we've had you back on a couple times. There may be something that I forgot to ask you that's in the front of your mind. Anything that I kind of forgot to ask you think is critical for the listeners to hear?
Well, like I said, you've been trading for a very long time, Jordan, and one thing I always could tell people is that the best months of the year to trade is going to be September, October, November. Historically, it's always been like that. If you really want, because what happens is summertime, people are on vacation. You know, obviously, you can see the market's pretty slow today, even though there's a couple of stocks that are moving. This is the best time to learn how to trade. It takes about a month, 2 months to go through a cycle, to learn what's going on. So don't learn in the most volatile time and the best time when you should be trading. Learn in the worst time, and that's now. So if you want to know what's going on, you want to dabble into it, maybe you're unemployed, you know, you want to maybe get into another field or something like that, or you want to know a little bit more about what's going on with your stocks, start learning right now. Get ready for the volatile time in the market, and that's something that we know, and that's when a lot of the conference is going to be coming out. So it's going to cause a lot of liquidity then. So get prepared now, and learn now and trade later.
Right, right. Good advice. So let's also, we have a couple extra minutes. I want to talk about maybe position size for a minute. You know, learning small. People realize what I want to bring out here is people don't need to feel like they're risking all of their money to get started. And maybe they come along a little slowly, earn their confidence, gain their abilities, and then begin to increase their position size. Curious about your feelings about that.
Well, that's a great question, Jordan. That one thing I've noticed, a lot of people think, they says, well, I don't want to day trade. You know, I'm more of an investor or whatever it is. One thing I tell my students that if you could become a good trader, a day trader, whatever it is, you'll be a phenomenal swing trader and an investor, because in the long term, you'll know how to be more disciplined, to be more focused than just to kind of sweep things under the table and not deal with it. That's something that you're going to learn also. A lot of long-term trades that are going on. There have been some great rallies. I mean, obviously, you've seen what happened with AIG. And that's only one. There's so many of them. Citibank is making big runs. Bank of America is making big runs. But the question is, people says, is it too late to get in? That's what you have to learn. And what you have to learn is the market maker still out there? Are they still bidding it up? Are the hedge funds out there? Are the ECN orders out there? Are the big orders on ECN books? You know, these are things you're going to learn that I teach that, you know, and you're going to learn this, by the way, all in the free class too, Jordan. I tell people because I'd rather let people know before they put a single dollar in it, because you don't need a lot of money. I mean, there's a stock right now, Jordan, I'm looking at right now we're trading, CRBC. It's a 90-cent stock. It's up 55% today. You know, I mean, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the last 2 days has been on fire.
Right. Well, listen, let me remind everyone we're not making recommendations on this show. Fausto's teaching what he does in real time. He can't get away from real time, which I love. But, Fausto, let me just let one last point here. You teach people a way to do things in a way that you can have a big family, be devoted family man, be your own boss, and still take control of your financial person and future. So this is really what I think, you know, one of the big things you bring. I want to tell you thanks so much for joining us and sharing your insights, and great summer ahead, and enjoy the family.
Jordan, thanks again for having me.
All right, really my pleasure. Folks, you are listening to Magnet Investing on Voice America Business, bringing on the best of the best in the industries. We will be back. We need a quick commercial break for the sponsors. Stick with us. We'll be right back to wrap up after this quick break.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Show. Are you ready for some football? Well, here it comes. The Owen Hodge Show is bringing you the funniest hour in sports talk radio. This action-packed show is hosted by the outspoken fullback, Big Hodge, and the knowledgeable defensive back, Odie. This show will focus on the NFL, but touch on all things sports. Owen Hodge will provide you with a true player's perspective that'll give you insight, make you think, and definitely make you laugh. Owen Hodge have accumulated 6 championship rings, so obviously they know things. Check out the Owen Hodge Show at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network. The Owen Hodge Show.
Looking for a good time? We've got a show that will give you a wild ride. This show will make you feel good, and it's not even bad for you. You need your time to let loose. It's time for a feel-good party. Pull up to the computer, mix yourself a drink, and turn up the speakers. Happy Hour is here. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's called the biggest radio show in the world. Hosted by international personality and pundit Michael DeMarco. You don't know what's coming next. The biggest radio show in the world on Voice America.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, and welcome back to Profitable Investing, Magnet Investing. We're changing the name to with your host, Jordan Kimmel. And again, one of the pleasures of doing this show is being able to develop the relationships with really the top people in the industry. You listen to a couple of them right now. Fausto with the Cyber University. Really, you know, it's funny when he talks about getting started in 1995, he might have been the first user of the original Netscape browser. He really has some history, and we started doing webinars a while back, but we certainly weren't doing them 9 years ago. So one of the things I'm working with some professionals in the industry of actually collaboration, technology, and this is the future. And folks, part of the problem I alluded to in the beginning of the show itself is so many people are focused on the companies that have kind of come and gone, that have hit their stride, that are over their top growth period and are slowly dying. And that's the focus of way too much in the newspapers, companies that can't make payroll, as opposed to those who are actually accelerating their businesses and out there hiring. And that's the whole focus on the new book we've come, you know, Magnet Method of Investing, highlighting and focusing on the best. And frankly, let everyone else worry about who's going bankrupt and who can't make payroll. Those are not even the companies that you should be figuring out. Can they survive? Will they get off the mat? Are they going to be able to go forward? If you stay away from those companies and focus on the healthiest companies in the market, I think the world is a way, way, way different place for you. So that's the message with our new book that's coming out. And I want to share with you, I have a couple of appointments later on today. I'm downtown overlooking the New York Stock Exchange. And one of the things that we're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks and months is making an announcement, a series of announcements that are all intended to help a nonprofit help to rebuild trust in America. And it's kind of amazing how the overexposure or focus on a couple companies that were either doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, maybe misbehaving, and yet all the media has kind of taken it to a spot where people believe, look, everyone's a crook, you can't trust anybody. once that kind of breakdown in trust happens, well, people don't want to borrow, people don't want to lend, business itself slows down, and so how do you reverse that? Yesterday, I was with a professional in their industry, and they were talking about, well, as long as the media is controlled by the entertainment world, the focus has got to be on the car crash. It's got to be focused on a celebrity having affairs and, you know, whatever that nonsense is really all about. But that if you can get back to a focus and highlight a couple individual organizations, individuals doing the right thing and doing good by doing well, and you know, we've actually been fortunate enough now to meet the top authors and thinkers in the world of trust. And if we could just rebuild a little trust back into this world again, we can get past this kind of everything is terrible, the world's coming to an end, this is the worst global recession since the 1930s and all that kind of nonsense that I believe was spread for a couple people, frankly, to get into office and just absolutely frighten the heck out of everybody out there. And so the whole point of what we're doing at Magnet, again, is this point of the bell curve. Notice we don't go in and bring on failures on this show to talk about why the system was rigged against them. We don't bring on people that have been unable to figure out the market that they're in. Instead, we bring out the leaders and cutting edge, the most successful individuals in their industry to help you learn from the best. And really, that's the whole focus of what Magnet's all about. That's exactly what we do here. And if you could isolate the 1% of 1% of 1% of companies, maybe 20 companies, 30 companies in all, that are absolutely have faster cash flow, more margin acceleration, more hitting the bottom line, well, they must be doing something right. There's only so much cost cutting that you can possibly involve with to save a penny of earnings. And if it's coming from top line revenue and there's some margin growth and cash flow acceleration, you really ought to pay attention to those companies and find out exactly who they are, what they're doing right, and invest in them while you can. And that doesn't mean, in my point of view, that the best athlete of today must be the best athlete of tomorrow. But certainly there's an opportunity for someone to have a multi-quarter run, a multi-year run. It's been, in my experience, personal experience, we've left too much money on the table by being a day trader. Fausto's running cyber trading. It's a different style of business. He's been enormously successful at it, which is why we highlight him. What we do know, the only thing that doesn't seem to work is the buy and hold on companies that have passed their prime and continue to make excuses. Remember the dirty little secret on Wall Street, the reason the indexes go up long, long term is they're willing to change the components inside the index. You should think along those lines too. You don't need to fall in love with companies. Fall in love at home. Treat your kids right. Treat your family right. Empower yourself not only to make enough and do enough, but to make enough to give some money away to become a pillar in your own community. Remember, this is not about what you die with, it's about how you're remembered. And so we are gung-ho here on some rebuilding trust in this country. The only way you can do that is have trust internally, be trustworthy, do all the right things for everyone around you. And folks, that's the Magnet method that will pay off for you long term. So we have guests lined up for next week and the week after. If you have any ideas, anything that we're not doing on the show that you think would make the show a little bit better, if there's some guests you'd love to have on that you'd like some more exposure to, give me a call directly at 212-417-8141. That's 212-417-8141. go out to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and get your copy of The Magnet Method of Investing. If we can help you manage your portfolio, folks, that's why we're here. We believe we can empower you to do it, but we also don't want to overstate, folks, how easy it is. The investment market takes a lot of time to learn. It's a lot like the game of chess where people don't learn, they don't win right away. They need to learn over time. We're here to teach you. We're here to help you. Start by picking up a copy of The Magnet Method of Investing. Give me a call if you want some insights to what we're thinking. Again, have a wonderful week ahead. Have a profitable week ahead. Have a magnet week ahead. Just don't listen to the naysayers. You're not going to get hit by falling sky anytime soon. Catch me tomorrow on Fox in the morning between 7 and 9 a.m. Eastern Time and 3 o'clock closing bell on CNBC tomorrow, Friday. Enjoy yourself. Give me a call if I can help you. In the meantime, have a wonderful week ahead. Thanks again for joining us on Voice America Business. It's Jordan signing off. Until next week, have a wonderful week ahead.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.